Dude, seriously? Do you realize how much shit you'd be in if someone caught you waltzing into the girls' changing room? When I said bring it to me the instant you finished, I didn't think you'd take it literally. Okay, I see my science problems in here. And the Hamlet summary for Mr. Johnston. Wait a second. Where's the pre-calc workbook? You didn't forget that, did you? Of everything I handed off to you, what did I say was the most important? Say it with me, nerd. The pre-calculus. No. This is not a, I'm sorry I forgot, now please move on scenario. I can't walk into class without it. So, here's the workbook. And here's the calculator. Now, I'm gonna stand here and motivate you to finish my fucking homework. Because if you don't, your ass is excommunicated from watching cheerleading practice. Forever. I honestly cannot believe this. I shouldn't even have to ask. It's like you're trying to cheat me out of the arrangement you made with everybody else. What arrangement? Dude, I know you're doing homework for half the cheer squad. And just because you and I haven't made an explicit deal, doesn't mean you get to skip over me. I let you peek up my skirt just like everybody else. I let you sit in the front bleachers during my practices and I don't complain. And when the other cheerleaders bully you, I don't even join in. Although maybe I should. Maybe that's what really motivates you. Being the squad's towel boy? Emotionally? Is that it? You like being the homework simp for the hottest girls in school? None of the other guys watching our practices have to do that, you know? Finish our homework for us? Because most of them actually have good reasons for creeping on us. Like, they're on the football team or the basketball team. They're bigger and stronger, more demanding than you, you know? Or they're already dating someone on the squad. But you? The girls don't pay attention to you like that, do they? Ugh, don't look at me like that. If you didn't enjoy getting thrown around like a box of tampons, maybe you should stick up for yourself. My only question about this whole fucked up situation is how you thought you could trade panty glances for homework and not include the head of the squad. That wasn't rhetorical, loser. I legitimately want to know why you thought you could slip around me. I know you secretly lust after me. Every time you write an article for the school paper, you take like a bajillion pictures of me. How can I make you that hard? Yet you won't even do my fucking homework. Yeah, no. It is not self-respect. Ugh, if you had any, you wouldn't be kneeling on that bench, frantically writing answers while a little girl in a cheer skirt makes you her bitch. Ooh. Did that finally hit a nerve? You're so good at taking abuse, I thought you liked it. But look at you. You look like you're actually gonna do something about it this time. Tough guy. Well?
What are you waiting for?
School's out, so it's not like we're gonna get caught. You gonna put me in my place or what? No?
That's all right.
I'll put you in yours.
I've seen the girls do this a few times to you. Pin you against the bleachers and force you to kiss their shoes, or whatever. It's so fucking pathetic. But that's what happens when you've been so fucking pussy whipped. You could practically apply for disability. Oh yeah, that's right. Fight back a little. Mm, that is so cute. You know what might prove to me you're not everyone's bitch? Taking what you want for once.
Go on. Impress me, tough guy. My little brothers can wrestle harder than this. What are you gonna do now, huh? This isn't a sanctioned match. There's no points for holding me here until I die of boredom. Unless this was your plan all along. Pinning me down on this bench and holding my wrists.
While you get an awkward boner.
Grinding it against my leg like a freshman.
Maybe if you had a bit of confidence, you could have played this off.
Just trap my wrists and pull out your cock. Show me what it's made for. But that's not you, is it? Once a simp, always a simp. Hey, wait, I'm sliding off. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah? Does putting a pretty girl on her knees make you feel big? Such a tough guy. Maybe it would mean something if you hadn't made this so fucking awkward. Just holding me down here with nothing to do? Except stare at that embarrassing tent you're pitching? What? No way. For real? You're gonna finally take it out for me? Oh. Wow. Well, I guess you're not all bravado. Who would have suspected? While the squad is calling you a simp, you're secretly packing that thing. Holy fuck, dude.
But that's also the danger of making a cheerleader kneel in front of you while you whip it out. You were only in control when you were holding my wrists.
Oh, what's that look on your face? You are so pathetic. I bet you've never gotten a hand job before, have you? Or, if you have, it was probably out of pity. Because the way your eyes are rolling back. Oh my god, and the way your hips are bucking. Fuck, my guess is this is the first time any girl has ever touched you. Oh, you don't have to lie to me.
I don't mind being the only cheerleader charitable enough to do more than lead you on.
But you know, this basically proves the rumors about you being a virgin. Ooh. Oh, what? You haven't heard the rumors?
Oh, must be because I haven't spread them.
Yet. Ah! Ow, hey! Don't you grab my fucking hair, you spaz! No, I am not impressed yet. You think holding my head against your crotch and smearing your cock on my lips would make me swoon? Ugh. You know what might? Not blowing your load too early when I show you what a hot cheerleader mouth actually feels like. You see? All it takes is my tongue swirling around your cock head. And you are a fucking puddle. I bet I can make it worse. I bet I could make you my slave entirely. I mean, you practically already are. But if I were to pull this tiny little cheer skirt higher so you could peek at my panties while I'm down here worshipping this cock. You like that, huh? Is this what keeps you coming back to cheer practice? Do you throb every time you catch a glimpse of these panties? Every time I do a flying jump, you imagine holding my ankles apart and just burying your face between my legs. You are so fucking easy to manipulate. I'll tell you what. You be a good nerd and agree to do all of my homework from now on. And maybe, just maybe, maybe I'll let you come. What, you think I'm joking? You think this is a fucking joke? You think I wouldn't tease you to the edge? And get your cock pulsing and twitching in my throat? And then just stop? My God, look at you. You look so sad. Well, I guess you better let me up, because I'm done with putting in all the effort. Hey, dude. Calm down. I was just fucking Hey! Are you trying to bruise the back of my throat? Oh my God, what? Are you fucking kidding? Hey, I know you're new to this, but most girls don't want to...
Oh, you fucking...
Most girls don't want to have their whole face used as a fuck toy. Fuck. That spaz shit is probably why none of the other girls will lay still long enough to let you lose your... You're about to come, aren't you? Oh my god, I can feel you twitch. You're all the way down my throat. No, don't come yet. Not yet. Why? Well, let me show you. Fucking let go of my hair, you jerk. Tough guy. If I straddle this bench and I lean back... I can pull these panties aside and show you what you've been missing. Isn't that so pretty? Yes, she's wet. I know, she's fucking glistening. Whatever. Maybe I did like it. But I know this is why you watch me practice doing those mid-air splits. It's because you've been fantasizing about this. About how tight and wet and hot I must be under that thin layer of white cotton between my legs. I can tell you like what you see. Now's your chance, tough guy. Just the tip, though. You haven't earned the rest yet. Yeah, there. Can you feel how hot and tight it is? Especially when I use your cock like this. Just rubbing it up and down my needy wet pussy. Teasing your head at my clit. Literally using you like a toy. That's what you want to be, right? That's why you're always simping so hard. Because you want to be a cheerleader's fuck toy. Don't you? Holy fuck. No. You wanted to be treated like more than just a cheer squad plaything? Well, that's too bad. Because I'm having so much fun teasing this new toy of mine. Just rubbing it, rubbing it on my clit. Are you kidding me? Grabbing my hips like, what? It's like you're finally going to... Oh, you're gonna take what you want, huh? You fucking wouldn't. You... Oh, you... Oh... Oh, fuck. Oh... Oh... Oh, this isn't fair. Oh my god, this feels so fucking good. Getting so fucking deep. Oh, you are getting so much deeper than my actual toys. Oh, what? Oh, fuck you. Every cheerleader has toys. It just so happens that I have a dildo that looks like your cock. Or how I imagined your cock would look. Oh, and feel. But this real thing is... Oh, this is so much better. It's driving me crazy. It's really good. Hey, why are you stopping? Come on. I was getting close. Call you daddy? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Oh my god, you are such a fucking asshole. Fine, I'll say it. Daddy? Not good enough. But it's so weird. And... All right. Please fuck me, Daddy. Daddy, please. Oh, please. Please fuck your desperate cheerleader. I need this so bad. Oh my fucking god. I had no idea how bad I was gonna fucking need you. I need your daddy cock to fill me. I'll do anything. Just please don't stop. Yes, please. Oh fuck. Oh yeah, I'll say it. Please, Daddy. So, I'm not fucking around right now. Could you just cradle me for a second? I know we just rocked each other's worlds, but I like being held, too. You know what this means, right? We finally have our own arrangement. What is there not to get? Our new deal is that you do my homework and nobody else's. And in return, I'll call you daddy and I'll let you cream pie me. So, it's a deal then, right? No more of that simping shit. Unless it's for me. Simping for your cheerleader is always acceptable. Mandatory, even. Now get out of here, nerd, and go finish my calculus.